A man who was in full effect yesterday, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, and the Neuron Report, Matt's second annual charity golf classic at the Newport Beach Golf Course and Original Pizza was a smashing success, raising a lot of money for people with brain injuries. Matt, nicely done.
Yes, and it was a great turnout with everything. Next year we could have a lot of people, but we should get on a Saturday, you know, so people won't be working. But it was turned out super, and then the after party, we got to thank Coma Ted for doing his comedy show before everyone came on.
He's pretty funny. He just needs a louder mic.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, but that's what's crazy. But yes, a louder mic, because we could hear him, but we couldn't really hear him. But it was great, because he got his point across. That's what's great, you know? Come on, Ted, if you're listening, thank you.
You know what else was amazing? And nobody really knows this except for a couple of us who were golfing with them. We had five golf carts in our foursome, which turned out to be about a 12-some. And Matt invited a couple other people who have suffered traumatic brain injuries. Billy, he was there, and Alex, and they went with us. And then, Matt, you told him to try putting or something. And Billy, explain what happened with Billy. It was incredible.
And Billy had his accident. He was on with his sister last, I think it was last year or, a few months ago. But he was in the motorcycle crash in 1980, and he got this severe head trauma, no helmet, and all these things. But he hadn't been walking like that. He hadn't been using any of those neurons for decades. And then he's up there trying to make a little ball in a hole. And then he's getting frustrated. And then he was showing emotions. It's just it's a great thing. And then Alex, he's one of the other homies who I used to work for at the Alex Center. And it was just incredible how he got up and he was trying to do things. He had to go because he had to take some medication and stuff. But it was just really, really, really joyful. Freaking, I know we had five cards following us.
It was so good. And PGA and Perry, Pro Perry Parker giving us all tips. But back to Billy. Billy, when he first got in there, he was real quiet. You know, he was still obviously dealing with, you know, the being in a coma and that horrible bicycle crash 4 decades ago. And so you said, why don't you putt a few? So he takes a couple short putts and he canned them. I mean, it was kind of weird because he was like a natural at golf. He sunk them. He never picked up a golf club in his life. Yeah. Then a few holes later, he started missing a few and he was like every other golfer. He was swearing when he missed it. And just getting disgusted. And it was, and his sister, Jen, who was with him because they have 8 siblings. They're all taking care of Billy. She said she hadn't seen him smile this much. She hadn't seen him walk. He doesn't even walk hardly. He kept getting out of the cart until he could barely stand for 12 holes in a row. And the guy, he goes, when he missed, he go, let me do it again.
man. He had the... That was your emotions in your amygdala and that, you know, because he doesn't walk that much, like you said. And when I was walking with him, I was helping him to get his foot straight and flat when he was walking. But he hadn't been doing it. So that's the whole thing through what my positive matters is. If you're going to get better, you got to just keep stepping forward, doing your stuff, doing whatever you want to do to get better, and don't whine.
Yeah, and his sister Jen said he hasn't been this animated in years.
Yeah.
He loved golf, and he was good at it. I mean, I was missing every single putt. I have not been in a coma. Well, you know, people could argue, but you know what I'm saying. I haven't had a traumatic brain injury. He was doing way better than I would.
Just that whole air. So next year I'm going to try to have one injured person with each group so they can see how the steps it takes.
How wonderful it is to see them engage with the golf game, and it seems like it focused them in an amazing way. You know?
Yeah. And then it has to clear the brain.
Right. And then
going again.
Your after party, I think there were twice as many people. We had several hundred people show up for your after party.
Yes. It was good because we had some great bands. The one, Raise Hell. And then
Lovely Leanna.
Lovely Leanna. And then we got, and then the
Derbs.
They were loud. They were good. They were good. They were great. I stayed for three songs. I was kind of tired. I introduced them, and I stayed for three songs, and I had to hit the road. And we got to thank beautiful Lindsay for showing up yesterday.
And all those people who donated to your raffle, which raised a lot of money.
And everyone that showed up to play golf, it was another amazing part of life.
Yeah, one of them who showed up was the fake Harold Sterling. Are you there, fake Harold?
Yes, I am.
Your impressions of the second annual Matthew Thomas Charity Golf Tournament. You played in the tournament, and you went to the after party.
Yes, I did. I also played last year, but this year it was amazing. What I really liked, too, was the beginning of the ceremonies with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, that was incredible.
I was awesome by the Newport Beach honor guard, I guess.
Yes, it was. I mean, that's what John set up too. It was
awesome.
Incredible.
And I was
John Connors helped so much. And John, if you're listening while you're in Hawaii, thank you,
John. But you're the man.
But go ahead, fake Harold.
Four. That's all I heard yesterday was four. I don't know. My driving was just a little bit off, but I was paired with your. I guess a bartender out there at the landing. His name Bill. Billy. Yeah, he's a great golfer.
Billy. He's the one that when I went up to the bar to meet him, and I was talking to one of the friends, and he's all, "I'm not serving that guy."
To you, because of the way you speak.
Yeah, because I came up and was like, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, and then I'm not serving you.
And now you're friends.
Yeah, now he's playing my golf game. When we talk, we have a good handshake. It's pretty dope, man. He's a great guy. And fake Harold, you said he saved you a couple of times, right?
Yep. Yeah, he did. He's a great golfer.
But
it was awesome to meet your friends, Billy, with the traumatic brain injury 4 decades ago. And I didn't get to meet the other guy, but that's
an amazing
story.
You're in intensive care with a prenatal unit as a nurse, fake Harold. And when you see what Matt's doing with brain injuries, you as in the field, how do you feel about the whole thing?
It's medically, it's amazing because, you know, sometimes the doctors, they have to give you the worst outcome, but you know, with diligence, with the families and prayers and good medicine and just the weight, you know, and the way Matt improved with all of his, injuries, that I'm amazed. And there is a God, you know, to do this and to help out, you know, with all these traumatic brain injuries, outcomes and whatnot. So good job, Matt. You are an amazing story, and you impress all of us KLCI listeners.
He put together a frickin' golf tournament. Anybody, I don't recommend anybody organizing that. It almost took me out.
I almost threw in the ball and said no.
You didn't want to do the silent auction or raffle. You go, no, we're not doing it this year. And I go, yes, we are.
It turned out to be great.
It was great. What do you want to hear, fake Harold?
How about Sparks?
All right, which song?
It's a song called Music That You Can Dance To.
You can share that with Patrick. He's been requesting that too. You can dance to.
And hey, Carol, I would like to have you on the show for for your hospital stuff, you know? I'll contact you. I'll get you on in May, and we can.
Yeah, we can talk. Give me a call.
All right. Hey, thanks, yeah, Big Harold.
What's
your instant request, Matt? I got about 30 seconds.
Chuck Berry, Rock and Roll Music, I think it was, right?
Yeah. You know, mention your contact info, Matt.
Yeah, if you want it. And my next one is going to be the Hydro Bike Ride in August or September. And that, Jimmy, I'm going to take off this month, and then I'm going to start training for that. So, all right. And okay. Then we got
your contact.
Positive-matters.org. And if you want to get a hold of me, 949-375-1178.
All right. Hang on, Matt, and we'll get to your instant request right after this.